Well, just shortly after 11 o'clock this morning, before the jury was called in, the defence offered to change their plea to plead to Mr. Irwin to plead guilty to the unlawful killing of Tom Nyland. And this was accepted by the prosecution. When the jury was recalled, the judge informed them that thanked them for their services and were dismissed. And Mr. Irwin is to go to sentencing on the 15th of October, along with two people that carried out this unlawful killing.
How are you feeling, Councillor Clark? I know that you knew the late Mr. Nyland, and I know that you're there today to support other family members and neighbours of the late Mr. Nyland.
Yeah, well, I'm here with the family. It was a very emotional morning, but they've asked me to thank the Gardaí. Over 20 members of the Gardaí of the initial stages spent up to 20 hours a day working through the night and day to ensure that, you know, that this prosecution was secured. The outstanding work of the Gardaí in this case has, along with the late Tom Nyland, and from his grave, he's protected the people of rural areas, that these three thugs will be taken off the streets for such a long time in our rural area. The exceptional work and the statement of the Gardaí today and the work of the Gardaí today are completely supporting rural Ireland, that there is no room in rural Ireland for this type of activity. You know, the family are delighted with the result. Michael and Marie have been here throughout the trial. I came up this morning not knowing that this was happening, just to support them. And the plea was made, as I said, just after 11 o'clock this morning. Today that he pleaded guilty, and he will now go for sentencing with his two co-accused.
Tough few days, though, for family members, neighbours of the late Mr. Nyland, in terms of sitting there throughout the proceedings, listening to what only can be maybe described as harrowing evidence with regards to even their own eyewitness accounts after the alleged assault on the late Mr. Nyland.
Well, absolutely. It was a horrific ordeal that Mr. Nyland endured. And, you know, over 99 witnesses give evidence, very technical, and following the display of the cameras footage throughout West Sligo that pinpointed Mr. Irwin's activity and roots and all the rest of it, and showed facial recognition of him, unbelievable footage, and the work of the local Gardaí and about 20 Gardaí that done so much to ensure that this conviction was secured. And they had to fight it to the very last thing. And the court was, as it moved to Dublin, where it should have been in Sligo. And the family are in nothing but the highest of praise. And as I speak to you now, the local Sligo Gardaí are just leaving the courts and tapping me on the shoulder there. And they're fantastic people. And we can't say enough about them.